Chapter 3 and Chapter 4. New words. Golden. Adjective. A bright yellow colour, like metal. Greedy. Adjective. Wanting a lot more than you need. A nut. Noun. A small, dry, hard food from a tree. Gum. Noun. A sweet that you can eat for a long time. A shopkeeper. Noun. This person owns a shop. Congratulations. Interjection. You say this when something good happens to someone. Chapter 3. The Golden Tickets. Evening News. Mr. Willy Wonka sent a letter to our readers today. I'm going to take 5 lucky children, only 5, around my factory, and I'll show them all my secrets. When they go home, and every year after that, I'll send them lots of chocolates and sweets. If you want to come to my factory, you have to find one of my golden tickets. There are 5 golden tickets inside 5 of my chocolate bars. They might be in any shop, in any street, in any town, in any country in the world. Good luck. From Willy Wonka. What a clever man! Cried Grandpa Joe. Now every child in the world will buy his chocolate because they want to find a golden ticket.
It's your birthday next week, Charlie, said Grandma Georgina. Maybe you'll find a golden ticket.
No, he won't, said Grandpa George. Some children eat chocolate every day. They're going to find the golden tickets, not Charlie.
There's no hope for me, said Charlie sadly.
A boy found the first golden ticket the next day. There was a story about him in the newspaper. His name was Augustus Gloop, and he was 9 years old. He was very big and round and had small greedy eyes. There was a big party for Augustus Gloop in his town, and all the schools closed for one day.
My Augustus eats chocolate all day, his mother told the newspaper. We're very happy that he was the first person to find a golden ticket.
There are only 4 golden tickets now, said Grandpa George. Who do you think will find them?
Everyone in the world wanted to find the next golden ticket. But a small girl called Veruca Salt was the lucky person to find it. Veruca lived with her rich parents in a big city on the other side of the world. Charlie and his family listened to Veruca's father on the radio.
My little girl had to have one of those golden tickets. I went into town and bought every Wonka bar. I bought thousands of them,
he said.
I own a nut factory. And I told my workers to stop opening nuts and to start opening chocolate bars. But nobody found a golden ticket. It was terrible. My little Veruca was very sad. Every day she cried, "Where's my golden ticket? I want my golden ticket." Then one day, one of my workers found the golden ticket. So I ran home and gave it to Veruca. And now we have a happy home again.
It's time for bed, Charlie, said Mrs. Bucket.
It's your birthday tomorrow, and I know that you want to wake up early and open your present.
Happy birthday!
Cried Charlie's family the next morning. Charlie smiled and sat down on his grandparents' bed. He was holding his birthday present. It was a special Wonka chocolate bar. Don't be sad if you don't find a golden ticket, said Mrs. Bucket softly.
Just forget about the golden tickets and enjoy the chocolate, said Grandpa Joe.
Charlie did not say anything. He looked at his present for a long time. His four grandparents sat up in bed and watched him. The room was very quiet. Then suddenly, Charlie opened the chocolate bar. But there was no golden ticket. It was just a bar of light brown chocolate. Charlie smiled at his family. It was a small, sad smile. Then he said to his mother,
Have a piece. I want everybody to have some.
No!
Everyone cried.
It's all yours, Charlie.
That evening, a girl called Violet Beauregard found the third ticket. She talked very fast and very loudly, but it was not easy to hear her on the radio because she was eating a large piece of gum.
I'm a gum eater normally,
Violet shouted.
But when I heard about Wonka's golden tickets, I started eating chocolate. I'm very excited about going to Wonka's factory because I'm going to get lots of gum.
Violet's mother tried to speak, but Violet just shouted,
Be quiet, mother!
A 9-year-old boy called Mike TV found the fourth golden ticket that same evening. Mike did not even like chocolate much. He just loved to watch television. There was a photo of him in the newspaper, and he was sitting in front of an enormous television.
Now, there's only one more ticket, said Grandpa George.